Today, President Obama officially introduced his pick for Commerce Secretary, former Washington State Governor Gary Locke. This is Mr. Obama's third try to fill the cabinet post. Reporter Tom Bonsi has covered Gary Locke since his days in the state legislature and has this profile.
President Obama's initial picks for Commerce abruptly withdrew. The whiff of a possible state contracting scandal knocked out New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Then the next pick, Republican Senator Judd Gregg, had second thoughts over political differences with the president. Mr. Obama has got to be hoping the third time will be the charm.
Now, I'm sure it's not lost on anyone that we've tried this a couple of times. But I'm a big believer in keeping at something until you get it right. And Gary is the right man for this job.
To the click of dozens of cameras, Mr. Obama said he settled on Gary Locke based on the former governor's record of job creation and trade promotion in Washington State.
So Gary will be a trusted voice in my cabinet, a tireless advocate for our economic competitiveness, and an influential ambassador for American industry.
In his home state, Gary Locke has a reputation as a policy wonk and a strong manager. A longtime friend from the state legislature, Denny Heck, says Locke also brings a squeaky clean reputation.
And I would imagine coming off of the last two candidates they had that didn't quite work out, Eagle Scout Gary Locke was probably pretty darned appealing to him. He's clean as a whistle.
Democrats in Congress expect a smooth confirmation. However, Republicans will probably ask the former governor about sloppy handling of cash donations to his 1996 campaign. Gary Locke became the nation's first Chinese-American governor when he was elected to the first of two terms in 1996. He rode a compelling personal story into office.
100 years ago, my grandfather came from China as a teenager and worked for a family as a houseboy in exchange for English lessons, just 1 mile from the governor's mansion. It took our family 100 years to move that 1 mile, a journey possible only in America.
When the former governor retired in 2005, Locke joined the Seattle office of an international law firm. There he advised corporate clients on trade and export issues. The most important job of Commerce Secretary is to advocate for American businesses, especially overseas. Gary Locke's record clearly marks him as a pro-trade Democrat. Joe Borich directs the Washington State China Relations Council. Borich traveled with Locke on two trade missions to Asia. He says the former governor has enormous cachet in China.
Yes, he drew very big crowds everywhere he went in China. And that doesn't mean that everything that the Commerce Department or the Obama administration or Secretary Locke himself might hope for is going to be realized. But I think that the choice of Gary as Commerce Secretary will benefit American business interests in China.
The Commerce Department also holds sway over fisheries and ocean policy. Washington State's large fishing fleet and the ex-governor's negotiations over salmon protection give him relevant experience in that department. But near term, another issue entirely may demand the Commerce Secretary's attention and provoke questions during confirmation hearings. Commerce supervises the Census Bureau. Next year's census is already raising politically sensitive questions, including how to count people living on the margins. Gary Locke has not said anything publicly on that issue. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.